Okay, hello everyone. Today we're back with Lore talking about zero waste. and today we're going to hear something about the five principles of zero waste, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us.
So zero waste pretty much relies on five principles.
Mm-hmm.
These five principles should be followed in order.
Mm-hmm.
So one after the other. So the first principle is basically to refuse waste. This means that you don't want anything you don't need. So needing is very different from wanting. Most people acquire things that they want, and sometimes they're not necessarily needed. So when it comes to zero waste, ideally you want to have only what you need. So which means, for instance, you want to refuse single-use plastics. You want to refuse plastic bags, which are obviously things that you don't need, and that you easily can replace by sustainable options.
Mm-hmm.
A plastic bag can be replaced by a cloth bag, for instance, mm-hmm. which you take with you all the time when you know that you're gonna do shopping, for instance. Mm-hmm. So, okay, it requires a little more of planning, but still, once you do it several times, in the end, it becomes a habit. Actually, very easily, it becomes a habit. And then it's just a natural thing.
Okay. So it goes along with, like, a way of, like, minimalistic lifestyle also, no?
Well, actually, yes.
Think about what you need.
Actually, yes. It's very closely related to minimalism, even if you don't have to. But the thing is that there's a... It's very logic. If you have much... you potentially have much waste.
Yeah.
Because anything you have, at some point, is going to be gone. Mm-hmm. Or in some ways, I mean, most of your things.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your clothes, after wearing them even a few times, or 30 times, 100 times, it's going to be gone. So what are you going to do with it? Then it's going to turn into waste. Same for just anything you have.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is potential waste. The only... waste, which is okay, is actually food because it biodegrades, mm-hmm. so it's fine. Yeah. But anything like tangible that you can possess, better to keep it to the minimum. Okay. But you don't necessarily have, for instance, only like a few t-shirts, a few pants and all. I mean, I don't have that, for instance. Mm-hmm. I have some pants and some t-shirts and some shoes, like a few pair of shoes and all. Whereas real minimalistic people, they have, for instance, four t-shirts, two pants, two skirts. That's really hardcore. I'm not there, but at least I try to reduce my belongings. Also because I know the mother said that it's good to have less and less to possess. And it's a very interesting spiritual exercise, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because the less you possess, the more free you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the less trouble you have, the less... like issues you have, the less mental charge, no?
Yeah.
So.
I guess also less choice, no?
Like you don't and less have to choices, choose all of the course, time. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And also much more time and much more savings.
Sounds good.
right, so it means, refusing means also to refuse the non recyclables. So you wouldn't consume anything that's not recyclable, which means, for instance, curd pots, Lay's packets, biscuit packets. All these plastics are multi-layer, and EcoService would be the first to tell you not to buy those because they don't know what to do with it. And they're not recyclable because they are made of several materials together.
Yeah.
So it's not possible to dissociate both materials and recycle them separate. And then, for instance, you also meant to refuse any freebies, like also business cards and so on. For instance, I always take pictures of the business cards when people want to give them to me. It's not that this is a hardcore waste, let's say. But the thing is, it's going to turn into waste, and you know that it's going to turn into waste. So it's a kind of useless waste, let's say. So it's better to be one step ahead. And eventually just take a picture, which you can delete, and then create no waste. It's the same, no? To have a picture or the real card, it's exactly the same. It's just not the same, let's say, experience with the person you're talking to. But anytime I do this, people, they don't mind, or sometimes they insist a little bit for me to take that card, and I say no, but it's okay, don't worry, I have it on as a picture, it's fine. Or in the worst case, I explain that I'm having a zero waste lifestyle and that I refuse business cards. So as I was saying, it's not a hardcore waste, but it's just a waste of resources. Anything that you possess, it's been a natural resource, which has been processed and transformed in something that you use or what you need. And the thing is, we are more and more people on Earth, and there's less and less resources. So the idea, which I discovered actually a little later, because at first, to me, cutting down waste was reducing pollution. But actually, going zero waste is even beyond this. It's also about reducing your use of resources, because they're becoming more and more scarce. So you want to reduce your impact on the planet like that, actually. So there's those two aspects.
Okay, yeah, but for example, like if I take a card made out of paper, it's very different than like plastic waste.
Yeah, totally. But theoretically, you meant to refuse it because you know that it's going to become waste. The idea is to reduce as much as possible your waste to have like a small jar, like ideally, you know. But that's why I'm saying it's not a hardcore waste. Because paper is eventually recyclable. So there's no big deal. But the thing is that recycling comes as a fourth principle.
Okay.
There is refuse, reduce, reuse, then only recycle.
Okay. So we follow them like in the order.
Yeah.
So if we can't refuse, then we try to reduce it.
Right. Okay. And the thing is, recycling takes a lot of energy. That's why I will explain it in a few minutes, but recycling takes a lot of energy, for instance. So that's why we want to avoid to recycle. Also, not everything is recyclable many times. So I'll come back to that a little later. So, all right. So this was the first principle, refuse. Then reduce. So you meant to reduce whatever you already have and whatever you don't need. Right. So you wanna give, for instance, all the things that you don't really need, or you can eventually sell them, or you can donate them. And then you can also share, for instance. So let's say you wanna use a drilling machine, right? Because you need to do some works in your house. So at first you would think right away, I'm going to buy that. But it's quite expensive, no? And plus, how many times would you use it in your life? So then the idea is either you can borrow one from your neighbor, which is pretty good because it makes like social interaction. So it's already like a positive scenario. You can also rent one, which is always cheaper. Or eventually you could swap services and get one drilling machine from someone, and then you giving, I don't know, you like babysitting in return or things like that. Because the thing is, if you don't use it, first of all, it's just going to lay there in your house. Plus, it's potentially going to become waste because it could rust. Imagine here in Arville, it could rust super easily. Plus, it's expensive. And also, it's, I mean, zero waste is getting detached of this notion of possessing. And it's more about using here and there, borrowing
everyone,
and all.
If everyone buys their own drilling machine, then we have much more like production also, and much more waste at the end.
So once more, it's related to the resources story. Because if you want to buy a drilling machine, which you're going to use barely three times in your life, and your neighbor, and like imagine all the communities in Arville do that, it means we need so much resources to produce all those drilling machines. And I mean, there is metal in it, there's plastic in it, there's so many different things in it, which are coming from all over the world. or I mean, it depends.
Yeah.
From different places anyways. So it has a carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also what we want to reduce, the carbon footprint and the resources usage.
Okay.
Like that. That's why at some point there was this a lot container near Solar Kitchen. The Library of Things. Which I found really great because it totally fits in the zero waste philosophy.
Yeah.
And it's just a great way of possessing less and enabling people to borrow things. Because if it's not there, people wouldn't necessarily think of it. Whereas if the library of things is there, eventually before buying, people would come and see what's there or...
Mm-hmm.
So, like that. So, the idea of reducing is also to have less and to pick eventually your favorite. To have less but more quality things.
Okay.
Same for clothes, for instance. You have less clothes but bigger quality, better quality. They would last longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, eventually less waste or less chances of having waste. So, that's why, for instance, I only buy secondhand or, like, let's say... 98%
yeah.
I buy secondhand or I just take from the free store because there it's literally free and it's nice because I take a few clothes from the free store, I take them home, I use them for some time, then I go, I swap. So it's a very nice and inexpensive way of like getting dressed. Also, what you can do is swap between friends or organize some swap parties or things like that.
Sure. But still, they're getting used, no? Like, after a while, like...
Yeah.
It's gonna
have
holes and all, like... Yeah. Even if it's not your waste at the end, still it's gonna go to waste one day, no? Even if you give it away.
But it depends. I mean, you... The good thing about zero waste is that you can go, like, super creative. So that's where upcycling comes into play. Upcycling, to me, is just... Incredible. I mean, you can make so many things out of trash. That's why also I keep my trash, because I have so such little trash that I keep it for the day I'm gonna either create or invent or think about something I could use it for. So, but for instance, if your clothes are getting old, you can use them as rags. Or... what did I use lately?
You can
lately?
Make many things. You can make carpets. Yeah. You can stitch something new.
Yeah,
there are many ways for sure.
Yeah. All right, so that was the second principle, reduce. So we start with refusing, then reducing.
Yeah.
Then the third one is to reuse. So you want to reuse as much as possible and go for sustainable options. So, for instance, instead of using toothbrush in plastic, you can eventually use a bamboo toothbrush, which is more sustainable. I mean, that's compostable, so that's maybe not the best example.
Neem stick.
A neem stick. That you can reuse in compost also. But for instance, you can use the shopping bags.
Okay.
Cloth shopping bags.
Yeah.
Which you can use all the time instead of plastic bags. Plastic bags don't last long, as we all know. Better to use plastic cloth bags. Or, for instance, what I do, I often buy in jars.
In jars?
Glass jars, And then, since I'm living alone, I have small quantities of everything. So I reuse those jars to store my food. So first of all, because I buy in bulk, essentially my grains, pulses, cereals and all, sugar, spices and all that. So I always store it in a jar in my kitchen, which is awesome because I always see very clearly what I have, what I don't have, what's the level of it, what I have to rebuy and stuff. Plus it looks nice, it's healthy because... it's not good to store in plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally try to avoid plastic as much as I can in my life and essentially when it comes to food. Because you don't never know that if the plastic... I mean, the plastic can migrate into the food according to the temperature, if the food is greasy, things like that. So I always store either in glass jars or in tiffins.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
So this is about reusing, no?
Yeah.
Like if you buy in a glass jar and you just
yeah.
throw it away, it would get recycled.
It would get right? recycled.
But you just reuse it, so there's yeah. no need for recycling, yeah. basically. Okay.
Yeah. Because the thing is, we could, of course, put it in the bin, recycling bin,
mm-hmm.
but melting glass mm-hmm. requires a lot of energy. Imagine mm-hmm. how high the temperature has yeah. to be to melt glass.
Yeah.
So that's why we want to avoid that and eventually so bring them back to the store or giving them to people. I don't know. Imagine you give a present, give it in a glass jar. I don't know. I mean, yeah. of course, it depends what you're giving, but you just try to find tricks to reuse mm-hmm. and get rid of it in a good way.
Okay.
Oh, like you can make it, I don't know, eventually a candle jar yeah. or, you know, if you go creative, there's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, that's also what upcycling is about in a way, not
yeah.
to see waste as a resource
yeah.
kind of and to see the value
yeah.
in it, that you can
right.
create something else.
Yeah. yeah, waste can very easily become a creative matter, a source of creation. And all right, so we've talked about refusing, reducing, reusing, and now comes recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So if you couldn't refuse or reduce or reuse the waste, you recycle it. You get it to the recycling bin. So that's pretty much the last option mm-hmm. of anything that's non-organic.
Yeah.
Because, as I told you, recycling requires a lot of energy. So it's not eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even sure if it's going to get recycled. If eventually, if it's not compliant with the recycling rules, if your waste is dirty,
yeah.
not in a good shape anymore, it wouldn't get recycled. So then it's going to go into the landfill or the dump site or mm-hmm. incinerator. And also, waste is not recyclable forever. Except glass and metal, they're mm-hmm. recyclable forever. But paper is a restricted amount of times, and mm-hmm. essentially plastic also. And essentially, all the plastics are not recyclable.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you want to buy, let's say in Oroville, kombucha.
Yeah.
So kombucha, several shops sell it in plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic bottles are PET bottles, so they're recyclable. So as far as the zero waste philosophy is concerned,
yeah.
it's pretty much okay. But the thing is, after a while, you meant to find an alternative to avoid this plastic.
Mm-hmm. So it's better if I get it in a metal can, for example.
So you could get it in a metal can, but also you could go, for instance, to the unit and ask them to fill your bottle,
yeah,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do, for instance, with the tofu in Oroville,
mm-hmm.
Do I do that? And with the chocolate
okay.
at Mason & Co. Mason & Co. and Orosoya, I go there with my container
yeah.
and get my stuff there, and then I have no waste. And the thing is, it's also very nice to go visit the units because then you know where your food's coming
yeah.
from, you know how it's produced, who's producing it, and you really get into like where your food is coming from. I
mm-hmm.
mean,
yeah.
it's about something that you put inside your body, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I always find it very interesting to know more about what I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's more healthy because it hasn't been packaged also. And I find it just a nice experience to go there and...
Yeah, of course. I guess you also value your food more, no?
Yeah,
if you
totally.
Know, like, if you took all that weight to it and you know like that people worked to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You feel much more gratitude because mm-hmm. you see who's produced it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel like when you go to a supermarket, for instance, it's pretty... empty energetically. no, to go to the supermarket. Everything is cold, like there's no energy. Whereas when you go to the unit here in Arville, you feel the energy that's been put in the production of your food.
If you go
food.
To Mason & Co, you smell the charcoal.
Oh, yeah. You know, last time I couldn't find Mason & Co.
Yeah.
And just by the smell, I found the place.
Yeah, great.
And just, I mean, I feel always not proud, but very satisfied when I do these things. Of course, I don't do that all the time. I try to, when I go to some place and I pass by this place, I try to combine the trips.
Okay.
To avoid to, you know, because otherwise, if you go to this unit, that unit and all, you could spend all your time for shopping like that. I mean, such a long time. I mean, a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I just combine my trips. So that day, if I go to, I don't know, let's say I go have food in Orlec, then I can pass by Mason & Co. with my jar, then I come back, or same for Orasaya, for instance, is those I do the most. And every time I just feel satisfied, you know, because I've just produced no waste, and I know the action I've done is good, even if it's not like the most significant ever, at least I've done my work, my part of the job.
And it's easy, you know, it's not
And
so
it's
hard.
Easy. it's all a matter of priorities. Because if it comes to convenience, well, of course, when you're starting a zero-waste lifestyle, you have to adjust a little bit. But essentially, when you're in the transition, you have to adjust, and maybe it's a little harder than consuming like normal plastic or like in a regular way, or like what's regular. So that was recycling. Last thing I want to say about recycling is, if you like, but in general, buying is voting. If you buy plastic, it means you want plastic and you want more plastic. The companies are gonna see in their figures that this or that product has so much growth and all, so they're gonna keep on producing it. If you buy less, well, maybe if you're not that significant, because, but if everybody thinks like that, the figures eventually are going to drop, and then they're not going to produce it anymore. So that's why also recycling is not at the top of this list of this zero waste lifestyle. Because if you buy plastic, you saying yes to recycling pretty much, and that's not an option, because imagine your plastic is not recyclable anymore, it doesn't suit, well, then you're polluting, so it doesn't fit anymore. Plus, last thing is that if you get things to recycle, you, as I said, you're not sure that it's going to get recycled, so as there's a doubt, you don't control the thing anymore, you don't control the recycling anymore. So
since there's, for example, by like washing it and all, I can kind of make sure that it's gonna get recycled. No, like if I have a milk packet, for example, and I wash it and all, then it is recyclable, right?
Like that. But the thing is that you're losing control on the thing.
Okay, because I don't do it myself. I'm giving it to
And you never know. Maybe your milk packet is gonna fly away from I don't know where.
True.
It's gonna end up in the ocean. Or in the nature, or, you know, like that. So, and the last principle is composting. So that's for anything that's organic matter. So you want to give back to Earth what comes from Earth, basically. Which includes also nails, hair. You can compost all those things along with hair, no, sorry, veggies, fruits, eggshells, eventually cheese and meat, but I don't eat meat, so I'm not an expert on that. And also, it's a great fertilizer, and it's called actually black gold.
Black gold, okay.
Black gold. So that's just to close the loop. One thing is, if you want to reduce even the compostable waste, you can eat more organic. And, for instance, if you eat organic, you don't need to peel. So you have less organic waste.
Okay.
So that's a little trick to reduce your organic waste. And even, I mean, with any kind of waste, whether it's recyclable, non-recyclable, or compostable, mm-hmm. there are just tons of alternatives to use or reuse this waste. Every time I have a question, like for instance, recently I had no more headband. It broke. It was a plastic one. It was a good one, mm-hmm. but it broke. So I didn't have any plastic. I didn't have any headband again anymore. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, okay, how am I gonna manage now? Because I can't buy new ones, and second hand I could buy, but I'm not sure. So then I thought, I'm gonna use the old socks I have. So okay. now what I'm wearing in my hair right now is a sock.
Okay.
I'll show you.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah. This is the...
The top part,
The
no?
top part yeah. of the of nice. The sock. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty good. And, I mean, you can customize it if you want, but the thing is, I don't really care because once it's in my hair, you can't see it anymore. Mm-hmm. You just see it's a black...
Yeah.
Black thing, but it doesn't look like a sock at all, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, these are the five principles which I respect daily, mm-hmm. which I am super strict on. Like, okay. even this week, my neighbor came so nicely to me and said, oh, do you want my little pot of curd? Mm-hmm. And I saw this and I was like, oh, thank you so much. But I refuse non-recyclables because I have a zero-waste lifestyle, so... Mm-hmm. She just gave it to someone else and...
Yeah, and probably it made her think, no?
And hopefully it makes her think, yeah.
But I didn't really... Like, the composting part...
Yeah.
It's not like... It's a bit out of this pyramid, no? Let's say.
It's the last one, because it's the last kind of waste.
Okay.
That's why it also it's the last one, because it's kind of decorrelated from the rest, but yeah. still it's waste.
Like, it's not referring to plastic waste or anything. It's
no.
Like... It's still just in another zero waste, you would rather choose a natural alternative. Yeah.
Because the thing is then, see, the idea is to lose no resource at all. Mm-hmm. Food is a resource.
Okay.
Imagine you bought a papaya. You okay. kept it at your place for 2 weeks and it started to rot.
Yeah.
So you didn't have it. Yeah. So one alternative is to throw it in nature. It's going to decompose.
Yeah.
And disappear, go back to nature, no problem.
Yeah.
But it's a kind of lost resource.
Okay.
Because yeah, nothing came out of it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with compost, you can give value again mm-hmm. to something by combining it with other organic matter.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, because it becomes mm-hmm. a fertilizer.
Yeah.
So thanks to this bunch of organic matter mm-hmm. put all together... It's going to turn into compost, and you're going to use that compost to mm-hmm. help other things grow, trees okay, yeah. or I don't know what. So that's the idea, to lose nothing, to mm-hmm. that nothing goes lost, yeah. pretty much, or nothing goes waste.
Okay.
Because they say waste only becomes waste if you waste it.
Okay, yeah, cool. I
That's going to be my conclusion, I guess. Unless waste. You've got more questions.
No, it's good. That's good. So we refuse,
yeah.
reduce,
reuse.
Refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, and composting compost. Is like...
Or you can, because they talk about the five R's, mm. the composting you can say return to earth.
Return. Oh, I like that. That's nice. Return yeah. to earth. Okay, yeah. cool.
And like that, in your life, you just don't, like, lose anything or mm-hmm. waste anything. That's the basic idea.
All right. Okay. So, like, for me now, if I go to a shop, for example.
Yeah.
And I wanna have chocolate. Yeah. Let's say.
Yeah.
So first, I would refuse.
Yeah. Any packaged.
Any packaging.
Yeah.
And then I would, like, think about if I actually need chocolate right now or not.
Yeah.
Then if there is an alternative.
Yeah.
Which is recyclable.
Yeah.
Packaging, I would choose this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
So it's actually, also like a mental process, right?
Yeah,
like
for
every decision.
And the thing is, it's not that difficult. Of course, the first times you do it, you're going to be thinking a lot. Yeah. You're going to go through this thinking process you just had inside your head, like that. But the thing is, after, like, maybe, say, 1 year, everything starts to become a habit. And if you start with one thing, you're going to start thinking for when shopping another thing and another thing and another thing. And then you just adjust slowly. That's the trick, actually. And that's a very, very important thing. Is that even also if you don't want to go zero waste, but reduce your waste, just start with changing one thing, you know. But the thing is, according to my experience, most probably if you start with one change, you're going to end up changing your entire lifestyle.
All right. So next week, you're going to tell us something about how you practice zero waste in Oroville, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.